This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. While the American chestnut was for humans, the American hazelnut is really for wildlife. I planted them on some property years ago, primarily for the wildlife, including pheasant, turkey, deer, woodpeckers, and little mammals. Okay, squirrels love them, and that's a bit of an issue, but give the other wildlife time and they'll find their way to the nuts. The American hazelnut, Corylus americana, is native to the eastern half of the U.S., except for Florida. It's hardy from zone 3 to 9 and will tolerate partial shade, although you'll get more fruit production in full sun. The nut meats are more nutritious than acorns, and its leaves change color in the fall with varying shades of yellow, orange, and red. The American hazelnut produces red female flowers and yellowish-brown male catkins on the same plant, but it is not self-fertile, so you do need to plant at least two for cross-pollination. It's a multi-stem shrub that will grow to 12 feet and has a similar spread with suckers. The male catkins are also a food staple for ruffed grouse during winter. It's not the prettiest of shrubs and wouldn't be a choice for a home landscape, but it makes a great plant for wildlife and for a property border. American hazelnuts are in the same family as filberts, tasting the same, but they're smaller. I have lots of pictures and more information on my website, gardenbite.com. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.